We do what we do because we're all products of giving. We have life today because God gave us life. God gave us the privilege to acquire even political power and what you have. So whatever man has is a gift from God. And if you have a gift from God and you realize that some people somewhere are suffering and do not have help, you should be able to be a source of help. For me, it gives me a lot of satisfaction. Primarily because I would have been one of those children walking around the street because I was born into a very poor parentage. Both parents were very, very extremely poor. I almost did not go to school. If help did not come and mercy came from above, then I was able to acquire education. So for me, it was a vow that I made as I was growing up that in any way God helped me, I will help those who do not have.
When you build these schools and when you provide these materials to these needed children, do you put any conditions?
Yes, we do have some criteria. The basic qualification is that you must be a child from a poorest of a poor family, a child who ordinarily wouldn't have gone to school. You don't have anybody taking you to school. You should be able to pass the common entrance into the school and take the necessary interviews before you can get into the school. We do this because we want to make sure that the children who come there are children ordinary who are intelligent and who are just being deprived from getting the basic education because of poor background.
Maybe someone who is listening to you around Africa will say, wow, that's a very rich Nigerian man if he can help all these children to go to school free. So how do you get your funding to do what you do?
All based on the spirit of sacrifice, ability to make certain sacrifice, living certain comfort of life to accommodate the poor and the needy in the society. What we have done basically because we're not getting help from anywhere in the world. Some of our business investment as a company, major percentage of the income goes to those institutions to pay for the teachers, to set up buildings and pay for these kids. But as it is now, we're looking for partners who can partner with us in achieving this tall dream.
And so during this time of giving, the holidays season, what message do you have for Nigerians and the rest of the world?
When we talk about celebrating the birthday of somebody, it's not just the usual drink and having fun, but we must remember what does that person represent? What life did he live? First and foremost, Christ gave his life. I mean, he gave all he has for mankind. And here, we're not asking that you give your life. We're not asking that you give all that you have. We're asking that just give a token of what you have for the poor. There are people who have shoes that they can't wear anymore, but they so admire the shoes that they keep it in the wardrobe for 2 or 3 years. They can't wear it. But we're saying that if you're really celebrating Christ, it's not just in the drinks and the party. It's in giving out what you have to others who do not have.